A senior Iranian official says Tehran will give a timely and proportionate response to U.S.'s repeated violations of its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shimkhani, made that comment during a meeting with the visiting Omani Foreign Minister Yousef bin Alawi. Shimkhani reiterated that the Islamic Republic will not accept any changes to the agreement known as the JCPOA. The Iranian official then stressed that no political propaganda or media hype could hamper the development of the country's missile program, which is defensive in nature. Shimkhani then advised some European governments against serving the interests of the U.S. and Israel. His comments were an apparent reference to reports of attempts by some Europeans to impose sanctions against the Islamic Republic over its missile program and regional role. Joining us live now from Indiana is Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. And Mr. Jones, how valid do you think Iran's argument is that the deal must remain in place as is?
Well, it's obvious that if it's a deal, it's a deal, and you agree to it, so it's got to remain that way. I think that what we're seeing here is that the people who are running the Trump administration don't understand the unintended consequences that flow from undermining this nuclear deal. The Russians have already said that they're wondering if the United States is capable of making any agreement. Will they hold to any agreement they make? Their posture toward the Iran agreement is undermining the United States' relations with other countries who have other agreements. And the main agreement that I'm talking about here is NATO. What we're seeing in England right now, a false flag operation about the murder of this Russian diplomat used as a pretext for launching an attack on Russia, which if people are here are saying, well, maybe the real reason is Russia approaching Germany. Russia's completing a pipeline to Germany. Germany needs Russian energy. Russia needs German technology. It's a meeting that's waiting to happen. If it happens, that's going to be the end of NATO. Trump, by undermining the idea of an agreement in general, is weakening the very foundation of the American empire by weakening NATO.
Mr. Jones, going back to the nuclear deal, if I may, do you think that Trump will succeed in destroying it, really? Because, you know, the Europeans are already talking about Iran's regional role, already talking about Iran's defensive missiles, something that Iran says is not really a part of that deal at all.
No, you can't have a unilateral interdiction of a multilateral agreement. That's the whole point here. It wasn't just the United States and Iran, and the United States will have to use a lot of political muscle to get these countries to use invoke sanctions against Iran at a time when the sanctions are supposed to be lifted. And American influence has never been weaker. So how are they going to bring it about? I think Trump admitted this when he said, well, we'll wait for 90 days and see what happens. He's kind of kicking that can down the road because he's got more pressing problems. And I think that's how this will probably resolve itself. He is going to have so many pressing problems, he's probably going to just keep kicking it down the road, trying to placate the Israelis and the Jews who want something, immediate action on Iran, but at the same time realizing he's got more pressing issues to deal with, and let's postpone it.
All right, Mr. Jones, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.